All right. Welcome to the Fit Father Podcast. My name is Joe. Thank you guys for listening. I'm really excited about this. This is something that I have wanted to do for a very long time. And now I have a reason to do it. I've got a topic that I look forward to discussing with you guys on a regular basis. And that topic is being a fit father, what that means, the importance of that, and how I believe by being a fit father, you guys are going to be capable to be the best father you possibly can be for as long as possible. So that being said, like I said, my name is Joe. And just to give you guys a background as to who I am, so you guys know who the heck I am first, I am a health and wellness coach for expecting and current fathers. A little background on myself, how I got started in this. Let's start there. So I was a former athlete. I was in sports my whole life. And really, that was what I identified myself as an athlete, specifically a football player. And as soon as that was done for me, I really kind of had no idea what it is that I wanted to do. I spent 3 years in college just kind of existing, wasting time, racking up student loan bills. And so one of the summers that I was home from school, I ended up taking on a full-time job, which ended up being a blessing in disguise because, like I said, guys, I was just kind of existing in school. I had no idea what I wanted to do. So this full-time job was not something I loved doing. In fact, I really was unhappy, but it provided a income that I could rely on. It wasn't challenging. But again, it wasn't something that I knew I wasn't going to be doing it for my entire life. In fact, all of my friends were back in school that summer that I decided to take that job. They went back to school. And so, you know, I began to get jealous of my friends who were still in school and pursuing a career. They knew what they wanted to do, or they at least had an idea as a, you know, what they wanted to do when they were done with school. And I became very unhappy. I was not exercising anymore. I didn't really see a purpose as to why I needed exercise. I wasn't training for a sport anymore. So at that time, I really didn't see the other benefits to exercise and what it was doing for me mentally, you know, physically and emotionally. So a few years into this job that I was doing full time, and before you know it, all my friends are graduated from college with a degree, and they're pursuing their career, and here I am still in this job with no idea what I want to do with myself, and I'm, you know, in my mid-20s. And it wasn't until one day I was actually, I'll never forget this, I was driving home, I was driving home from work, and this email popped up, and it was a Groupon. It was a notification for a discount on a personal trainer certificate course. And it was crazy. It was like right then and there, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. It was, you know, I knew, you know, I loved sports, and you know, I had just kind of gotten back into exercising again, and I was starting to get some confidence back in, you know, starting to get some confidence back in myself and my body image, and mentally I just started feeling a little better. And I knew, like, hey, this is what I want to do. Like, this stuff, it seemed like a natural transition for me. And I thought to myself, like, hey, I'm going to go back and work with high school athletes. I'm going to teach them all the things that, you know, I wish were taught to me. And I thought, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a high school strength conditioning coach. And long story short, I actually went back to my old high school, and I did that for a semester, and I enjoyed it, but I found out pretty quickly that working with high school athletes is not something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I was still working this full-time job, and I got an internship at a gym in the Twin Cities area. And I got an opportunity to work with adults and high school athletes in the same gym, which was really cool because I got the best of both worlds. But you know, at the time I was so focused on high school athletes and helping them change their lives and set them out, set themselves up for, you know, success at the next level, that I completely avoided the, you know, adult population. And I got to know so many good people and I made so many great relationships. And it really kind of dawned on me that, you know, these adults, like, these are the people that I really want to work with. I mean, I get to change lives, like, and really have an impact and really have an appreciation for the work that we were doing. So, you know, I felt amazing. I felt like this was my purpose in life. Like, I want to change lives. I want to help these adults, like, just feel better. I want them to have a better family life. I want them to be able to, you know, feel the most confident they've ever felt in themselves. So continue doing that. And I still actually, am doing that, just not at that particular place anymore. I went on to a couple different places where I discovered, I discovered CrossFit, and I still coach CrossFit to this day. I love it. I love CrossFit. I love Olympic weightlifting. Still love boot camps. Still love work with high school athletes, but the majority of my in-person coaching, comes from CrossFit. And, as of a couple of years ago, I became a father. My wife and I had a beautiful baby girl. And that made me realize something completely different. And that is, you know, it's not that I guess I didn't really realize it before, but I realized that for me to really, really, be happy, I wanted to be as present as possible for my daughter, for my family. And it wasn't that I wasn't happy already, but like it was something completely different. I felt like, you know, like I said, I felt like I had my purpose of being a coach, but then, you know, being a father, like, completely changed the game for me. I felt like, man, this is something that is, it was like number it was, I mean, miles and miles ahead of everything else on my priority list, is being a father and, you know, being a husband. And so I got so focused on those things that I kind of forgot about taking care of myself. And, you know, all of a sudden, all the stress of trying to be the perfect parent, be the perfect husband, started to creep in. And started realizing that, oh my gosh, I need to start, you know, prioritizing my health again. I need to start working out again, because I knew the importance of that. I knew how much of a better coach I can be, number one, but how much of a better parent and a better husband I am when I'm exercising and I'm taking care of my body by eating the right foods, because it provides an outlet for me. It gives me, you know, the confidence I have in myself, or like in my, you know, just in my overall feeling about who I am as a person, by being able to get, you know, a workout in. And I'm very into kind of tracking progress within my workouts. So, you know, I get a sense of accomplishment from that, but more so than anything, it's just this mental clarity, this weight lifted off your shoulder. Like, yeah, feel like I can breathe. And so, you know, that's when I kind of realized that, man, I definitely don't think I'm the only one out there. I started realizing it more and more. I don't know if it's just from being a father, but, you know, you start to have conversations with other dads about like their kids. And that's always something that, like, I really enjoy having a conversation about as their kids, because, you know, obviously I want to be the best parent possible. So I'm always asking for advice. I'm always asking about stories of situations where that work, you know, that we find ourselves in with our daughter. And, you know, did you go through this? What'd you do in this scenario? And, you know, you realize everyone's trying to do their best, you know, but I do believe that so many fathers get caught up with work and trying to, you know, provide enough income or as much income as possible so that they, you know, provide experiences for their family and they have a roof over their family's head and they have food on their family's plate, that, you know, they think they're doing the best that they can. They think they're being the best dad they possibly can be. But as I realized, the only way I could be the best dad I possibly could be is if I was happy and I was taking care of myself. And I believe that is something that rings true for every father out there, every person out there, is by taking care of yourself, you know, with exercise and nutrition. That takes care of you physically, mentally, and emotionally, so that you can be the best father, the best husband, the best person you possibly can be. It just gives you that outlet that everybody needs. And it doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or, you know, it's 2 hours, whatever time you have, that's what you have to work with. And as long as you're doing it on a consistent basis, you're giving yourself that outlet. So that's when I started really focusing on trying to work with as many fathers as possible, trying to give them the recipe that I've been using, trying to give them, you know, the motivation and the steps they need to take in order to actually implement a consistent, healthy lifestyle, so that, you know, they can be the best parent they possibly can be, and they're not sacrificing a bunch, you know, as little as possible, if any, time away from their family. Because, you know, when you got a full-time job, the last thing you want to do is spend another hour away from your family. Like, I know I don't. I want to spend as much time as possible with my family. So that's when I get, you know, I get my work done before everyone is up, and I get my workouts in when my daughter's taking a nap. You know, I mean, these things are important to us. And, you know, again, my goal with my coaching, my online coaching, is that I can help as many fathers as possible just increase their quality of life, you know, so that they're living the best life possible now and, you know, to the day when you're walking your daughter down the aisle. You know, that's huge. That's important to me. And I want to see that for you guys out there. And, you know, this podcast is just another platform where I hope to deliver, you know, stories and strategies and as much content as I possibly can for you guys to have that, you know, so that you guys, wherever you're at, you guys can implement these things that I've done, or that, you know, other fathers that I'll be talking to, what they've done, they can share their stories and how that's affected them on a positively, how it's made an impact not only on their lives, but their family's lives as well. So first podcast in the books. I'm so happy that you guys listen to this. I hope to deliver, like I said, as much helpful content as possible. If you are listening to this and you know someone who would benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Also, if you could give me, you know, a 5-star review, that would be awesome. You know, leave a comment. You guys can reach me through Facebook. I don't, you know, you go through my business page, but I just would prefer you actually find me on Facebook, my personal page, just at Joe Jungman. I'd love to get in contact with you guys. And yeah, we'll see you the next time. All right. See ya.